Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Let's talk about crypto. So NFTs, but I'll just tie NFTs into crypto. So crypto is something that people still kind of have a lot of reservation when it comes to crypto, but you know, think that it all plays into a bigger play as far as Web3 and NFTs and, you know, blockchain. So what's your thoughts on the future of crypto?
I mean, I think it's the same thing as the future of money, period. When we did the interview on a Breakfast Club, during that time we was coming from London, and that's what I was heavily researching, is what is the future of money, right? I think that's where the conversation about crypto in itself is, right? Where's the best places to store your money? You all talked about possible World War III scenario, right? So I want to kind of take this conversation and think about 10 years from now, right? Not today, not tomorrow, 10 years from now, does cryptocurrency matter, right? 10 years from now, what's the price of gold? What's the price of Bitcoin? What's the price of Ethereum? right? Where is the dollar, right? Where's BRICS, right? That's the conversation around money, because we're going into a complete digital age, right? The so-called de-dollarization, right? But we know we're specifically going to a cashless society. So whether it's a CBDC coin, right? A Citrix-based digital coin, or whether it's a cryptocurrency, which would be kind of like the world's coin, if you will, but not to be confused with WorldCoin, which is a whole nother conversation. I think that, you know, certain cryptos like your Bitcoins and your Ethereums, those are your digital golds. I think that hasn't changed for me in 10 years, 10, 20 years down the line, because we really want to think even farther out, right? It's what is your children's money, right? And so for me, it only makes sense to diversify. Bitcoin is up 60%, right, for this year. I think it's hitting, I think it hit almost close to what, 34,000 because
34,000,
of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
34,000, yep.
So, you know, Bitcoin in the last 12 years has been a great trade. If whether you're going in there and you're doing, you know, daily trades, whether you're going in there and you buying it at the right time and you're holding, Bitcoin stays in the conversation and it hasn't been eliminated by no one yet. Right. No matter how much and what information has came about. You talked about this yesterday. You know, Diamond of J.P. Morgan Chase, he said he didn't believe in it. Right. They said Warren Buffett been making money off Bitcoins indirectly in different ways. No matter what has been said about Bitcoin, there's been a way to make money off Bitcoin. Right. Yeah. And it has survived every conversation thus far. And if we possibly go into a World War III scenario, and also a question I have for Ian, what does that do for the Bitcoin price?
To the moon. I said it last week, like if we get the BlackRock approval for ETF, we'll go to 33,935. Guess what today? BlackRock spot Bitcoin ETF is now listed on NASDAQ trading clearing firm, 34,000. If we go to war, crypto will go to the upside. This is the part where do you pick morality over money, or do you use the information that you have to profit off of what's happening?
Well, I think that that was an interesting framework that you just put in there, because now you've made it a moral question for a more dilemma for people. And I wasn't even
looking. I'll be honest, all investing is a moral dilemma.
I was looking at it as an asset manager way of like, what's the best way to protect your purchasing power, right? Inflation is disrespectful. Yeah. Right. We know that inflation is way higher than anybody has ever admitted that it is. Right. And so with inflation being so goddamn high, your $100 is no longer worth $100. I was just out in Wilmington and they gas was like $3-4 out here. You know what I mean? It's like in California, it's like $8.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Right. And that's like 50%. In two different states flying from one coast to the other.
Yeah.
Then you talk about food prices and just flying, period. So whether you was making $50,000 or $100,000, it's not worth the same anymore. Yeah. So when you have money, it's burning, right? It's melting, it's disappearing. So a person is just looking at the global landscape saying, okay, based on this situation, where should I put my money now? Based on this, where should I put it? Right. And we know in these times of uncertainty and these wars is happening, and if these commodities get locked up over wars, then the digital gold becomes the new gold. Right. I'm sure we're going to see some fluctuation in gold price, even though they continue to keep that down. So for me, the future of crypto, you know, depends on the future of, you know, the global economy and the new world order, if you will, and where all things go. But I can say, you know, with a bit of certainty that it ain't going nowhere and that everybody should be diversified and have a percentage of their portfolio, depending on what they believe their risk tolerance is for, you know, in cryptocurrency.
Yeah. And I will say, if you truly believe in Bitcoin, I'm not the foremost crypto expert in the world, even though I was in it in 2015 when Matt really told me about it at Facebook. You may have 3 or 4 years before you get priced out of it. I keep saying Larry Fink is on TV. Shout out to the entire staff at BlackRock talking this book. Now that this is going to be institutionalized, it's going to be taken away from the people and we're going to be priced out of it, much like a lot of the property in the United States. Mm. So if you believe in it, I would say stack up on it now before it's too late. Because once you get a lot of these ETFs rolling and you get a lot of more institutional buying in, you're going to get priced out until they have like fractional reserve shares that you can buy.
When you say priced out, are you referring to Bitcoin specifically or in Bitcoin general?
Specifically.
Because I pose a question in terms of the space, because I noticed you said cryptocurrency. You weren't very specific about just Bitcoin, because you don't really hear people talking about outside of the SEC case with XRP. We don't hear people talking about Cardano. We don't hear people talking as much about Solana and Polygon, all these other altcoins, meaning anything outside of Bitcoin. What's your thoughts around people keeping their eye and investing inside of those projects as well? Or is it still too early? We need to see the use case for those.
No, I mean, I think the use case has been shown. It's the industry that people are looking at the strength of it. I think when Ian just brought up a very good point. If people are priced out of that, they're going to look for other different, places to put that value in, right? So we still talk about Ethereum. We still talk about some of the top ones, the Ripples, the Cardonas, and things of that nature. I think that you're probably going to have a better upside on those, just percentage-wise, if you find the right one. And so it's the same thing of finding some of these micro ones that aren't going to be in the news that you may have to do some investigation and some research into whether there's some gaming ones. There's going to be a lot of interesting things. And this is where probably is a good category of research, gaming crypto, right? So let's say that whether it's NFTs or whether it's crypto, if they're naturally integrated within these gaming systems, right? And daily life, and people are utilizing this money because they're spending more time in this simulated reality, right? Then that's going to be a huge influx. The same way people have been spending, or little children have been spending your digital money in the app store. If that transfers over to a cryptocurrency, right, because their game is on a blockchain, then you're going to see an increase in money there, right? I think that it's smart to look at where nobody is looking, right?
I'll say that again, because that's the key investment, Jim.
It is, because you can't look at the news. We know the news is not going to tell you where to invest, right? When you're looking when nobody else is looking and that thing goes up, it becomes the news, which is more time where you make your money, right? And so for me, it's like, if you want to be serious about this thing, as he said, man, do your research. Like, it's the easy money era is not here right now, but the research money era, oh, that's upon us. And it doesn't have to be tomorrow. Right. And this is why I'm telling people, slow down, even myself with everything. Like, I'm moving slower, which makes me move faster. Right. Because you get to make better moves. Right. I have no necessity to keep up with anybody. Mm-hmm. Right. I'd rather move at my pace, because the world will constantly push you to this. And you're missing so much. So instead, this is the research era, and you have research tools at your disposal. So I would sit back, I would research, I would craft a 10-year plan. Why does it make sense that these will go up? If something changes in the world, change your plan, change your strategy, right? But I think you can right now go start looking at things that nobody is seeing, that is probably, you can scoop up for, pennies on a dollar. And if you hold those, when it is time to prop up, man, you can see yourself with a lot of money.